Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome once again to a Wednesday on Blog Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry and we're here every Wednesday, and we do thank you for being a part of this hour. Amen. As we move forward, of course, you know, we're our regular speaker with Pastor C.A. Miles from New Jersey. Amen. And shortly after I speak, then you will hear a word from the man of God from out of New Jersey. We like to let you know that for those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in and participate, we are doing, you can call on the Zoom. The Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And I need to let you know that sometimes we do have difficulty with the Zoom. So if you're on Zoom and you're having some challenges hearing the word, I would ask you to go to the phone line, which is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And call in the number. You'll be connected on the blog web. Amen. We also like to inform you that at the end of this hour, you can listen to this message, can share it with a friend. Isn't it what we are supposed to be about? Amen. Delighting in the word of the Lord. Amen. The word says that he who heeds the words wisely finds God, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. I don't know about you, but I wake up every day happy. I'm excited about every day, and I don't take anything for granted. So if you'd like to make someone happy and bless their lives, go to Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again, and you can listen to this message in the archives. Amen. Share it with a friend, even with a foe. Amen. The Lord says we're supposed to love even our enemies. Amen. So we try to bless everyone, and all we can do is just spread the gospel. Do the rest. We just spread seeds and let God do the rest. God can change any heart. Amen. I don't care who it is. All we have to do is just share the love of Christ, and it can change anyone. I don't know about you, but I have tested and tried it, and it works. Amen. So we're going to, right now, we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to move on over to Pastor Miles from out of New Jersey, who is always a blessing when he comes on, a man who is sold out for the Lord, who believes in the word of God, who walks the word, amen, as well as speaks the word. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the man of God of this hour. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would bless the words of his mouth and let them be pleasing to your ears. We pray, Heavenly Father, that every word that comes out of his mouth, for those who are listening, will receive something that will help them with their walk with you. We realize that these are trials, and these were tribulations that we go through. But we know, Heavenly Father, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we just pray that this word would be a blessing to the listeners of those online, even those who are going to come later on. Let it be a blessing. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Miles, can you hear me? Okay, I cannot hear you.
Okay, I'm on Zoom now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. We're right back with that echo. We're right back with that echo. Okay, we got that echo. Do the phone line, amen, and let's just see where we are from there. Go with the phone line and see how that works, and, you know, like you normally do it. Because I can't hear you on the phone line.
Okay, so what we're going to have to do, I'm going to go by Zoom. What I would like to know, if there's someone who
Hold on, one minute. One minute. Hold on. Okay, try it now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. I had you on mute, and it's my apology. I make so many errors when it comes to this technology, so please charge it to my mind and not my heart, please. Sir, please, ma'am.
Well,
okay.
These things happen with technology.
I'd like to ask for those of you who are on, I am going to open up all the mics, and please make sure that you are getting a clear audio on the phone lines as well. Those on the phone lines, are you hearing it clear?
Yes,
yeah,
good.
Okay, all right. We can hear you. Okay, sir. We're turning it on over to you.
Outstanding, outstanding. I greet you all in the name of Jesus the Christ, Mary's baby, the bread in the hungry land, and the bridge over troubled water. And I ask of you all on this hour, pray for me. And the reason why I'm asking for prayer, it goes where the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I had a trying time last night where after I came from washing clothes, my place smelled like gas. And had to call a few people, and one of the neighbors here left a pot on the stove and left the stove on and left the oven on. And no one could get to him, and finally the super let him in, and all you could smell was gas. And I'm just thankful things as well as they are. And with my daughter being home from the university, I'm not going to say I was scared or fearful. I was keeping a watchful eye out just in case something happened. And I didn't go to bed till the wee hours of the morning. And then had to get up early for work today. So pray for me. Matter of fact, I feel my help coming on now. Now, let's get into the Word of God. About 3 years ago, I came with a message, God's gift. And I went back into the archives of New Beginning Ministry and pulled that message. And I listened to it after I had things prepared for today. I had this prepared about 2 weeks ago. And then I looked back and listened to that message, and I was like, wow, Lord, you want me to bring the same scriptures again? But it has a little different twist to it. And this is going to be more of a Bible study. Some of you are going to remember some of the things I'm bringing forth, and some of you are actually going to be able to help preach this thing here. But we're going to talk about the gift that keeps on giving. The gift that keeps on giving. Now, you have heard me say in the past, the Bible is your user's manual for life. Just like you have a user's manual for your VCR, your computer, even your cell phone, your DVD player, your portable radio. It tells you how to use it properly. The manufacturer has the right to say how a certain thing is used. Well, if you study your Bible, read your Bible, and think on your Bible, think Bible things, talk Bible talk, have God kind of faith, then things will happen in your life. Now, we're going to talk about the gift that keeps on giving, and we're going to connect scriptures tonight like the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. And if any of you have that type of Bible, you'll see it'll have a thought and run through that thought with different scriptures to help you have a better understanding and a deeper degree of clarity to either a word, a theme, or scripture. Well, let me present this to you first of all. Can someone tell me, or do you know, what is the difference between a gift and a present? Does anyone have an idea of the difference between a gift and a present?
Well, mics are open.
Many of all the mics are open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For some of you, this is going to be a blast from the past. Well, let me tell this to you first of all. A gift, it's something that is given to someone that they may need in the future but may not know that they need it. A gift is something given to someone that they may need in the future but they may not know at the time that they received it that they need it. and a present. A present is something that someone wants and they present it to them. Let me give you an example. You may want a big television set. And someone knows that they want the television set, that you want the television set because you have discussed it and told it with them. Well, it's coming Christmas time. They go by the television set, and they come and they present it to you. That's a present. That's not a gift because they're presenting to you with something that you desire. But we're going to talk about the gift that keeps on giving. And around this time, people are always talking about the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothing. They're talking about he's the gift. Well, let's take a look at this. Please turn with me to the Gospel according to John. The Gospel according to John, right after Luke, as some old preachers used to say in the country, we're not talking about I John, 2 I John, or 3 I John that's in the back of the Bible. We're talking about the Gospel according to John, right after Luke. We're going to chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 17. I pray that you write these scriptures down so that you can go back over this and apply it in your life. Verse 15, I'm reading from the King James text. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through the world might be saved. Well, how did we get here? Let's go back to the garden. When Adam and Eve took of the fruit. God knew when that happened, and even before it happened, that the world would be in trouble. And the world, the inhabitants of the world, would need a savior. So God gave the gift of his Son, something that we're going to need in the future, but may not know that we need it. God gave his only begotten Son as a gift to us. Let's go to John, the 14th chapter. And we're going to go to verse 15. Now, let's look at this. I'm going to try to take my time with this. Remember the definition of a gift. We're dealing with a gift and not a present. And we're going to talk about the gift that keeps on giving. Now, Jesus Christ is our gift given by his Father. Something that we're going to need going forward, but not know what we're going to need it for in the future. I want to stop right there. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns before we go forward?
I received the text.
John,
the gift was doing the best you can with what you got.
The gift is doing the best you can with what you have?
With what you got.
With what you got?
I'll just read the text that was sent in.
Outstanding. Is there another? Now let's look at this. God the Father gave his Son, the gift to us.
Now let's look and see what that gift does. Jesus was with his own 12 disciples. They listened to his great and profound teaching, which they were going to need. They saw how he did miracles, which they were going to do. God, Jesus, even told them in Matthew, the 10th chapter, that they were going to heal the sick and cast out demons, things that they were going to need. So the gift gave them even more gifts. The gift kept on giving. Now, Jesus' time was just about up. There were many people who say today, who preach today, that Jesus came to die on the cross. I beg to differ on that. I believe Jesus came, yes, to fulfill that mission that Adam failed at, but he also gave us a gift in showing us how it was and how it is to be done. For if we follow his example of what he's done, he's given us empowerment. He has given us that gift that keeps on giving for us to heal the sick, for us to cast out devils, for us to speak life to a valley of dry bones, Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Even if you turn to Acts, you don't have to turn to it now. I believe it's Acts, the 2nd chapter. I'm turning to it now. And verse 22, where it shows in scriptures that Jesus healed, but the healing came from and through his Father. So to say that Jesus Christ just came just to die on the cross, I beg to differ, because his disciples actually witnessed some of the things he did, like curse the fig tree. The gift kept on giving. Now his time was up, and he was about to depart from here. Let's look what he said, John 14th chapter, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now watch this. Verse 15. And I will pray the Father, and he will send you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So now the gift is giving another gift, which in the Greek is called the Paraclete, or a helper, or the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whichever you like to say, will help you go forward. God the Father gave a gift. Now that gift gave the gift of great, profound teaching that was going to be needed, examples of how to use the Word of God, and then said, I'm getting ready to leave, but now I'm going to pray to the Father who gave you me as the gift, going back to him to give you another gift. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be with you. The gift, which is the Son, gives another gift that originates from the Father in the form of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking to you about the gift that keeps on giving. Like there are times you may have some money, put it in the bank, and you just leave it there. Put it in a CD for 6 months. Then you get that interest and you reinvest it. It just keeps on giving. You keep sowing into it, it keeps on giving. If you love Christ, you keep his commandments, then the paraclete, the helper will help you, and it keeps on giving. How many of you would like to have, love to have, or have the gift that keeps on giving? Your cup will run us over. You will never be empty because you have the gift that keeps on giving. As long as it's giving, you are receiving. Let's go to verse 26, same chapter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall what? Teach you all things. Now he's giving again. Jesus is going to be gone. The new gift, which is the Holy Spirit, the gift that keeps on giving, is giving you now some teaching, some wisdom. Teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. How many times have you been speaking and you say, where did that come from? Or you had to give a speech. Or even you preaching. When it comes time to preach, that wasn't in my manuscript. That wasn't in my notes. Where did that come from? The gift that kept on giving gave you words to speak. Because it brought things back to your remembrance that you thought you forgot, but it was deep down inside of you because the word was planted in you. I.e., for example, I never thought for preparing this to speak on Acts 2:22. Never thought to talk about Adam and Eve in the garden. Never thought to talk about teaching all things. So as I'm speaking to you, God gave the gift Jesus. Jesus prayed to the Father to give another gift that we would need. Do you see how this gift keeps on giving? Let's go on over to John 15. We're going to read this one scripture, then I'm going to open up the mics. Well, the mics will open up the floor to speak. John, the 15th chapter, verse 7. Then we're going to get to the good part. Verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. You might want to underline that in your Bible, if it's not already underlined. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now we're going to get into the present, where you are going to be presented things that your heart desires from the gifts you were already given. But before we get into that, are there any questions, comments, or concerns? The floor is open.
No, this is good, Pastor. Just keep on giving us. Just keep on going, sir. This is great. I don't want to get ahead of you. You're opening up my mind right here. This is good right here.
Well, go ahead and speak because I have something for you specially. Go ahead.
Well, you said that the Father gave Jesus, and then Jesus asked the Father to give us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And then we know that the Holy Spirit have many different gifts in the Holy Spirit. You know, the gift of knowledge, and you already said that. and revelation and coming back. I mean, I'm not going to go ahead. I just want to hear more before I elaborate. No, sir. Just keep going, sir. Keep going because it's good. It's good right here.
Now, the gift
God
with Jesus that prayed to the Father gave another gift and gave wisdom, gave instruction, also gave, I believe it's Galatians 5:22.
That's it, sir. Go on with yourself.
Turn to that, sis, and read it. Do you have it handy? Oh. Galatians 5:22. If anyone has it, please read it.
Somebody. I love when the pages go. Here we go. 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. All those gifts
now,
in there. Say it again.
Look at all of the... Go ahead.
Yes. No, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Look at all of the gifts that we are getting from the gift that keeps on giving.
My God.
And these are things that we are going to need going forward, but don't know how we're going to need them. Who, when you became saved after confessing Christ, Romans 10:9-10, said, oh, now I want the fruit of the Spirit? You probably never knew anything about it. But the Father knew you would need this gift. Is there any other that would like to speak? Now, let me show you something. We're going to see the gift that keeps on giving that will actually give you presence. Now, I am not preaching a prosperity gospel. I am not preaching for you to receive material things. I am not giving this for you to receive money, the big house, because these things can come, but that's not the message I'm trying to bring across. I'm trying to bring across you the gift that keeps on giving, and if you abide in the gift that keeps on giving, you're going to be what?
That's good.
You're going to be blessed in the field and out, on your job and off, in your home or out. You're going to be covered in the Spirit, sealed by the blood of the one of the gifts that kept on giving. Turn with me to our final scripture, Psalms 37. Now, I'm going to break this down for you, and I pray that you receive this revelation. I mentioned it before, but I'm going to mention it again because Scripture teaches us faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You don't necessarily get faith by hearing something one time. You get faith by continually hearing it. That's how you are being reminded and things come back to your remembrance. Why? Because it's deposited into your spirit, man. And in a time of needs, the paraclete, the helper, the gift that God the Father prayed, God Jesus prayed to the Father for us to have. I know I keep drilling it, but I want you to get it, the gift that keeps on giving. Psalms 37. Let's go. We're going to read verses 4 and 5. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, we just read back in John, the 15th chapter, verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, I ask you to underline this if it wasn't underlined, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, when I was going to Sunday school at Trinity Baptist Church in Hackensack, New Jersey, and that's in red. Anything in red, they said Jesus said it. So we know Jesus cannot lie. Let's go back to Psalms 37, verse 4. Watch this. Delight yourself, thyself, also unto the Lord. What does it mean to delight yourself in him? Out of a high degree of gratification. Have a high degree of pleasure in the Lord, in Jesus. And if you have a high degree in Jesus, the gift, he shall give you the desires of your heart. Now watch this. If you were to delight yourself in the Lord, who is Jesus? Or let me go this way. Can someone tell me what the Trinity is?
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Come on, people. It's not a trick question. Some of y'all have been saved longer than I've been alive. I'm 56 years old. Come on, talk to me. Don't be shy. We family. Okay, come on. Come on now. Now, we know that God the Father is God beyond us. We also know that Jesus, Emmanuel, is God with us. We also know that God the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Now, isn't God the Son the Word of God? You don't believe me? Let's turn to I gotta go here with this. Go back to John.
Go ahead.
Gospel according to John, first chapter. First chapter, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Amen.
The same was in the beginning with God. Who is John talking about?
Jesus.
Jesus.
That's right.
All things were Jesus. Made by him.
Uh-huh.
And without him was not made anything that was made. So God the Father spoke and Jesus with the Word.
Amen.
So the Word of God actually went to work. Go to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. So we're talking about Jesus. So So if we delight ourselves in the Lord, we can say that let us delight ourselves in the Word of God. And if we delight ourselves in the Word of God, a few things are going to happen. He's going to give us the desire of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
But now since we're delighting ourselves in the Word of God, then the Word of God is deposited in us. And since it's in us, since we possess it, now that's our desire. And our desire is the Word of God. Then the Word of God, whatever we speak by delighting ourselves in the Word, Jesus said in John 15:7, that he is actually, and ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Why? Because you delight yourself in the Lord. You delight yourself in the Word, and he will give you the desire of your heart. You delight yourself in the Word gets planted on the inside of you. Now that Word on the inside of you becomes your desire, and you ask whatever you want, and Jesus said it's going to be done.
That's good.
And all of that comes from the gift that keeps on giving.
Keeps on giving. Mm.
But Mike Sirota.
Never stop.
Never stop.
I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that wonderful gift that the pastor and speaker is talking about tonight. Hadn't been on in a while, but I'm so glad I chose this night to be on.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of that gift. And he said before, we've heard this preached time and time again, and yet and still people don't understand that gift and how much God gives to us on a daily basis. And I believe that it's not just that he gave at the birth of Christ, but as the title says, he keeps on giving. And I just want to say, Pastor, it's a great word. I'm kind of quiet on it because I need to hear that. I need to hear this tonight. And that's why I chose to be on tonight. I didn't have to work a 12-hour shift today. And I was thank God for that. And I miss you guys and love each and every one of y'all. And if I don't hear from you again, Merry Christmas and be blessed in the new year.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor Robinson,
is there
Tennessee.
Amen, sir. You brought it, sir. I don't know if you're done, but hopefully you're not, because the gift keeps on giving. And my mind went to the fivefold gifts of the ministry as he keeps on giving us and giving us to perfect the body of Christ. And we know those, and I believe it's Ephesians 4 and 11. And those gifts, prophets and pastors, y'all are gifts. Pastor Miles, you're a gift to perfect us. Y'all are there. Prophets, if you're out there, teachers, gifts. Man, this is good. I enjoyed this. I ain't going no further. It's so good. Every time you come on, you're one of the ones that opens me up, open my mind up, open my imagination up, open up the spirit, the gift of the spirit in me to just expound. And I thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you. I'm finished. Edna out.
Well, you ready? I have something else for you.
Come on, Gift. Come on, Gift.
Turn to James,
the first chapter, verse 17. I want some congregation participation. Somebody read James, first chapter, verse 17.
I'm not going to do this one. Someone come on. Get it.
I'm going to ask Tennessee if they're there.
Come on, Tennessee.
Okay, I'll go. I'm not going to belabor it.
All right,
sir. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Talking about the gift that keeps on giving. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The gift that keeps on giving. 1 Peter, 4th chapter, verse 10. Now the gift that keeps on giving gave you a gift. What are you to do with that gift? 1 Peter, 4th chapter,
wow,
verse 10. As every man receiveth the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Oh, the gift that keeps on
giving. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to give one more scripture, and I'm going to shut up. I ain't tired no more. I feel my health now. I'm wide awake. Brother John, you may have to go another hour. I'm going to have to send you a check for broadcast time. That's going over to Romans.
Yeah.
6th chapter. Verse 23. As you know, I like to labor in the word because I don't believe in having a cotton candy ministry where it's light and fluffy and sweet and good to the taste, but once it hits the tongue, it dissolves.
That's good.
Many people come to church with a biscuit,
wow,
just ready to stop grazing. But if all you get is gravy and a biscuit, you're going to die. You need some meat.
Eat the meat.
And I've said this before, to bring back to your memories. My mama liked to cook. And she don't have no problem going to the butcher getting a good cut of meat. And she don't make no side gravy. And one time I asked her, I said, I looked on the stove. I said, Mommy, no gravy. She said, no, I got a good cut of meat here. And if you season this meat right and you cook this meat going to make its own gravy. How many times you get a nice prime rib, nice cut of meat, and you season it right, and you cook that sucker slow? Don't that meat make its own good gravy?
Yeah, it sound like my mother. Yeah.
Romans, 6th chapter, verse 20. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gift that keeps on giving. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the word. Delight yourself in Jesus, and John 15:7, what you want is going to come to pass. Because you're not going to pray amiss, because you're going to be praying the word.
That's
good. It had always been said to me, Reverend Miles, say yes, it seems your prayers always get answered, because I pray the word. may be some battles that may seem like I have lost, but in the end, I win the war. I had COVID, came out on victory side because I prayed the word and did what the word said, called upon the elders of the church. Couldn't nobody come here to anoint me with oil. I anointed myself. Even when I remember there was one time my daughter was having a little trouble at the university with a class. First thing she said, well, Daddy, call a prayer warrior. I called Brother John and Brother Moderator, and I called a couple other people. We got the victory. Daughter came home from the university with the COVID. She come around that corner. We pray the word. We delight ourselves in the Lord. And he will give you the desire of your heart, the gift that keeps on giving. I'm done. All mics are open. We have about 8 minutes.
Amen. This is Sister Tara from Detroit, Michigan. I'd just like to say that this message has truly been a blessing of hope and just encouraging us to be obedient and trust God. And I really like how you brought forth about working the word, because I learned that a long time ago from my mom that if you work the word will work for you. And that's all about, like you said, about abiding and fulfilling and trusting in the gift. And I love how you brought forth the importance of being faithful stewards. I also learned from my mom that it was say that my life is a trust. That means it's a gift from God. And I like how you emphasized and brought those scriptures for us to remind us that this is a gift that keeps on giving. It isn't to glorify us, it's to glorify God. And then take into account that my life is a trust and I must give an account at the end of the day for my worship on how I serve others that am faithful to God, whether they like me or they don't like me, whether they go left or right. So praise the Lord, man of God. Thank you for this mighty, mighty word of encouragement. Merry Christmas. So we can all know what the true meaning of is, this gift. So thank you. Praise God. Sister Terry from Detroit, Michigan. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Terry.
I know I said I was done, but I'm on fire. Ephesians,
come on,
chapter 2, verse 8. I apologize for telling you were untrue. As we had earlier with the audio, and Brother John said, charge it to his head, not his heart. I know I said I was done. Charge it to my head, not my heart. Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8. For by the grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the what? Gift of God. The gift that keeps on giving.
That's good. There's so much in this.
Amen.
There is so much. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
1 Corinthians, chapter 12,
mm-hmm.
verse 10. Now there are diversities of what? Gifts, but of the same Spirit. Lord help me. The gift that keeps on giving and gives many different ways. Yeah, Brother John, you better take the mic. I'm done. God bless. I'm putting myself on mute. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We're never done, my brother. We're never done. We're never done. Amen. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you to bless
yes.
us this with the word. Amen. I can see that you are just filled up with the word this evening, and we just thank you for allowing God to use you as a vessel. Amen, amen, amen. I know I have been blessed with the word, and I appreciate that. Those of you who are listening have been blessed with the word as well. That's all we are coming on to do, to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. And as the man of God said, you know, using, you know, what God has given us to keep, be able to continue to be a blessing, to keep giving. Amen. to keep giving to one another. So it is truly, truly a blessing. Sister Hurston, thank you for joining us. Call It To Me Ministry, thank you for joining us. I see all of these numbers on here. Pastor Robinson out of Tennessee, is definitely good to hear your voice this evening. We have been praying for you. And we continue to pray.
Yes.
We will continue to pray for you collectively. Is that Mother Gloria down here? There?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
She is.
Anyone else have any comments that you would like to make and at this closing time? And again, please remember, you can go back into the archives, go into Blog Talk Radio, and type in "We Can Begin Again," and you can listen to this message, amen, and share it with someone else. You know, in these days and times, people are looking for hope. You know, there are those that don't know the Lord.
Yes.
There are those that don't know the Lord. Let's just listen to this together. What do you think? What do you think? You know, what is it saying to you? You know, you can even do your own little Bible study. You know, let's talk about this. You know, what did you get from this? You know, be a blessing to someone. Just go back and listen to it. You know, and I've heard somebody talk about going back in the day, we used to do, what do? You go back and listen to those old songs. You know, you're singing those old songs and they remember it, you know? No. Yeah. Okay, you folks don't know what I'm talking about. Let me stop. But anyhow. Let me just stop right there. All right, nobody knows what I'm talking about. These old songs and then but I'm just saying, we can do the same thing, you know, with the Word of God. Amen.
Listen,
we need the Word. We need the Word. We need more of the Word. Should I say? You know, and there are so many all over who are being a blessing to others. Amen. But we have to come together, be together collectively, not divided, but collectively. Amen.
Collectively.
When they say the body of Christ is about one head, one body. Amen. And there are different parts of the body. We all serve differently. Amen. So how one serves doesn't mean that you have to serve the same way. As long as we acknowledge and we lift up the name of Jesus to be a blessing.
Jesus.
Amen. Be a gift that continues. Gifted, the keystone gifted. I like that term, Pastor. I like that. Any other comments?
A gift that
keeps
on giving.
Any other
comments? No, again, I just want to say thank you, family. I can say that. Thank you for your prayers. But just as Pastor was saying, the gift that keeps on giving, I want y'all to keep praying the prayers that keeps on praying.
Like I said, I appreciate
each and every one of you. I bless you, and again, I say to you all, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you.
Merry Christmas to you, my brother.
Love
you. You and First Lady. Amen. You know we love you. Amen.
Love
Pastor, before we close, are there any other comments before I turn the mic over to Pastor Thomas for a closing remarks and prayer? Amen. I see a lot of numbers on here, and if you don't have anything to say, if you're just listening, that's okay. Amen. That's okay. If you're just a silent listener. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep in mind, Blog Talk Radio. We can begin again. Amen. You can go back and just share this word with someone else. I'd like to invite you back next week, amen, with a word from the Lord. We do thank you for taking this hour. Pastor Miles, we're going to ask you if you could just close it out in prayer. Amen. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Did he hang up?
Pastor Miles, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank all of you who've actually called in, who've followed me on the internet, who've gotten the number. Thank you all. I'm not going to call your names. You know who you are. And the only thing I want to say is this, and we're going to go to prayer. Listen to what I'm about to say. The word of God is true.
Amen.
And do not, listen to me now. You may hear this term again very soon. The word of God is true. And please, don't be confused by the counterfeit.
Hmm. That's good stuff. That's good. Mm-hmm.
We're going into the new year. Don't be confused by the counterfeit.
My God.
As my daddy would say, hint, hint, wink, wink, maybe that's coming soon.
Okay. Okay.
Don't be confused by the counterfeit, because you got plenty of words. And the word will work if you work it. Let us pray.
Oh, that's what she said.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you that the blessings that come from you, they never stop. You gave us a gift that keeps on giving. And Lord, all that we have received, let us eat it up, digest it, and live it out. Now I want to him that has the power to establish you according to the gospel and the preaching of Christ Jesus. Keep your mind, will, imagination, intellect, and emotion pure before him and faultless. And now may this sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in each and every one of us now, hence, and forever. And the church said,
Amen.
God bless you all. Love you all.
Pastor Robinson, we're looking for you. Pastor Robinson, we're looking for you. Come on with us. We need
your
word from Tennessee. God bless you.
Yes, sir. I got you.
Amen.
My little nephew says amen.
Amen, little fella.
What a blessing.
Amen.
I'm out.
can begin.